trying to learn Torah Lishma, trying to understand what we have over here in the second Perek. So last time we tried to understand the two-tiered Iser Achila on Erev Pesach. One of them is connected with Iser Hanah and one of them is not. And we saw two approaches. The approach of Rabbi Nodavid, which is reflected in the Rashash, that we have over here a Kula. Just as Chazal decided to be Mekel on Achilas Kodshim, according to Rabbi Gamliel, so also Chazal decided to be Mekel on Hanoas Kulin during the fifth hour. Chasu Amamonon She Yisrael didn't want to push the envelope too far. And then that's one approach, which is certainly valid. The other approach is that we have over here two worlds, not two worlds of Yisrei Achila. The Iser Hanoah simply reflects what is the level of the Iser Achila. One Iser Achila is that we have over here Chametz Drabanan. If we have Chametz Drabanan, it's not only Aser B'Achila, it's also Aser B'Hanoah. The second one is an Iser Gavra. We don't have over here Chametz Drabanan on the level of the Chavtza. However, Rabbi Yehuda said in this hour of the Chashash of Yom HaMa'unan, we're going to make an Iser Gavra not to eat Chametz. We pointed out that according to the Rambam, that just as Hanoah is a nafgamina, so also Makas Mardus is a nafgamina. Rabbi Bednar showed me that there is a Ramban in his Asagos on the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shoresh Aleph, in which the Ramban it's in the Shevel edition. It's on page Yud Gimel. The Ramban somehow between footnote 173 and 177. I don't know how that happened, but as it happened, the Ramban says, "Who, in other words, umakomos yesh b'hem makas mardus. Makas mardus is not found in all the Rabbanans. Who lemisha over al mitzvah shel divrehem shehen ke'en Torah." That there are certain drabanans that are an expansion of the Torah. On those, one gets makas mardus. That's chametz during the sixth hour. Chametz during the fifth hour, that's not an extension of the da'oraisa. That's a yesh me'ayin. That's a separate isa. That's a mukta. That's an iser gavra. On that, there's no makas mardus. So that's what we discussed last time, and we began discussing the concept of iser hanoah. What is included in the iser hanoah? We saw the Tosas over here on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph takes for granted that mechira is a form of hana'ah, conventional wisdom. You're getting benefit by selling the object. That's hana'ah. The only question is whether the damim are nitfasim. Whether once you sell the chametz, is now the money that you received, does that now become asur? Tosas takes for granted, based on the Mishnah and Kedushin, no, that it doesn't become asur. Only avodah zarah, hekdesh, shviyas, only there do we have tfisas damim, where the character of the iser moves over to the damim. However, when we're not dealing with the character of Iser, a Cherem, a Toeva, a Kodesh, but we're dealing with a run-of-the-mill Iser, Hanoah, Basav HaChalav, Shar HaNisko, Chametz on Pesach, there's no Tzvisas Damim, and we pointed out that there are Rishonim, particularly Rashi and Hulin, who hold that Midrabanan, we have a Knas on the individual who sold the Iser Hanoah, that he shouldn't be Nehne from the Damim. That was the Shita of Tosfos, and then we saw the opposite of Tosfos Lekula, that the Ramban, and quoted by the Shita Lanoda Lami, probably that's the Reish Mem, understands, no, that there's no Iser Mechira. Iser Hanoah relates to Shtamshus Beguf Hadavar, using the object itself, getting benefit from the object itself, in terms of a dye, in terms of a massage oil, that would be an Iser Hanoah. Masha'en Kain is selling it, that is Mutar. What then does our Mishnah is telling us? Mocher v'nochri. Even during the time of the Iser Hanoah, you can sell it to a nochri. The answer is, mocher v'nochri, the chiddush is that the mechira is chal. That we pointed out to the Feirush Gemara in Baba Kama, that when you sell Isurei Hanoah, mocharo eino mochur, and that over here is the chiddush of the fifth hour, that it's muter v'hanoah, and therefore the mechira is chal. There's never an iser to sell. The question is whether the mechira is chal or not. Why shouldn't the mechira be chal? So he pointed out that's a machlokas rishonim, which is reflected in the Ktzos and Reb Chaim, either because the iser hana'ah is mafkia, uproots ba'alut, and if there's no ba'al, then there's no da'as makna, and if there's no da'as makna, then there's no hakna'a. You can't have a hakna'a without a ba'al. Or the other alternative is that it's eno shavekum, and in order to be able to sell something by its nature, the nature of a sale is a quid pro quo, that there has to be value for value. If something is worthless, it can't be sold. It can be given, and the money can be given as a gift. And then the ish could be mekudeshed with the money that was given as a gift, but there's no sale that one can speak about in terms of a transfer of ownership. There's no transfer of ownership on the level of a sale. So he pointed out it's a machlokas rishonim and a machlokas achronim. Nafkamina, of course, would be, could you be mafkir isurei hana'a? If isurei hana'a is an issue of bailus, so the same way you can't be makdish, you can't be mocher, you can't be mafkir. However, if it's a question of shovi, so mechira can't get off the ground because mechira requires shovi. Could be that hektesh requires shovi, but to be mafkir something, why does it have to be worth anything? As long as you're an owner, you can do with it what you want. So we'll see later on that this has relevance, of course, to the issue of chametz. Once it reaches the 6 hours, so after b'hanah, what can you do with it? Can you mevatel chametz? What is bitul? And what is the status of bitul klape yisuri hanah? That will come to Bli Neder a little farther down the line. Okay, so those are the two shitos that we've seen. However, I gave you in the Maamar Makomos that there is also a third shita, the shita of that we find in the Rambam. And just to read the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Perek Ches Halacha Tezayin, Kol Ma'achal Shehu Asur Behana'a. So the Rambam points out that Im Nehene V'lo Achal, and what's the example he gives of Nehene? Kigon She Mochar. Here he agrees with Tosfos that Machira La'akum is considered to be Hana'a. O Nosan La'akum O Liklovim. What over here does the Rambam add in terms of the actions that are asur in the realm of Yisuri Hanah? Not only Mechira. What?
Gifts.
I'm sorry. That the Rambam also says that Nesina is asur. Now, if you're giving something to a friend, then we have a concept called Tovas Hanah. But the Rambam doesn't over here limit it, no nosam la'akum chaveru. O nasan, nasan la'akum makaro. The Rambam simply says, O nasan la'akum. Zehu, nasan la'akum. What over here is the hana'ah? What over here is the hana'ah? You're not getting anything in return. Why should this be asur b'hana'ah? Namely, the Ramban was mekel on Tosfos. The Rambam over here appears to be machmir. He appears to be including more things within the isur hana'ah. But let's try to understand. What over here is the concept of why should Nesina La'akum be Asur and Isur Hana'a if you're only giving and not receiving? Where is the Hana'a that you're receiving? No, what do you say, Etan?
Maybe to get my favor in his eyes.
No, that's Tovas Hana'a. You're going in the direction of Tovas Hana'a. The Ram doesn't speak about Tovas Hana'a. And it's not only the Ram over here, Nochos Ma'acholos Asuros. I sent you to the Rambam in Hilchos Chametzumatza, that every time our Gemara speaks about Mochro, the Rambam changes the Lashon to Nosno. If in other words, that the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yir Aleph, of Hilchos Chametzumatza, that's our Mishnah. The Rambam speaks about that nosno la'akum kodem shoashishis ain't sarach levayer. Nosno la'akum, not macharo la'akum. Our mission is about machara. The Rambam changes it to nasna. Namely, it's clear that this was not a mistake. This was this is not a shikra of the Lishna. The same way that in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros he pushed the envelope that machara includes nasna. So over here he'll take it to the extreme. If nasna is aser, then certainly yes. A social worker would be very happy with your teretz. I do agree that there certainly could be a psychological relief, but I think that in terms of defining, we want to put it under the category of Yisr Hanah, yes? You're back to Tovas Hanah, yes? Isurei Hana'a means that you are not allowed to have any control over them. You can't decide where they are going to be. The moment that you have control and that you decide where it's going to be, that is Hana'a per se. That's Hana'a. The Hana'a is that I'm in control. I'm in charge. I can go ahead and do with this what I want. And Isurei Hana'a means I can't do with it what I want. I'm not allowed to do with it what I want. And therefore, nasna la'akum is asr b'hano. And that's why the Rambam continues, v'chein laseis l'klavim. Who are these klavim? Is this Fido? Is this your pet?
Stray
dog. Rambam, it's stray dogs. This is a Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi that I sent you to in the beginning of our parak, that the Yerushalmi understands that we have a pasuk, lo ye ochel, that asur litain le kalve hevker. Hevker and hefker, the beis and the pei, are interchangeable. You're not allowed to give it to a kelev of hefker. The Rambam understood that's a din in Yisuri Hanoa Bichlal. That's, in other words, we could have learned, and we'll see that there are Rishon, and we can even see it now. If you look in the Rabbeinu Hananel, on the bottom of Daf Kaf Aleph Amad Beis, and the top of Daf Kaf Beis Amad Aleph, Rabbeinu Hananel points out that when we have basar basada treifa lo tochelu, lakelev tashlichu noso, v'daikinan, also atam mashlich lekelev, nevelon treifa is muter bahana, shari atam mashlicho lekalbacha. That which is asur bahana, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, you can't give to kalbacha. You can't give to your dog. That's hana, that's revach, right? To give something to your dog. So Rabbeinu Hananel understood that the Yerushalmi is a chumer by Pesach. By Pesach, there's unique halacha lo ye ochel, that it shouldn't be consumed by anyone. However, the Rambam says, no, this is a rule of Yisuri Hana. Ein liten la'akum, ein liten la'kelev. You can't decide where it's going to go. Deciding with what's going to be with this chametz, deciding what's going to be with this basar v'chalav, deciding what's going to be with this shor haniskal, that's not in your realm. This is asur v'hana. So we have over here a three-way machlokes, rishonim, in terms of what's included in Yisurei Hana'a. Tosus, if you want, is a mainstream shita. Mechira is asur b'hana'a. Anytime you benefit physically, you benefit financially. The Ramban pulls it to kula that it's only if you're benefiting physically from the Yisurei Hana'a, from the guf of the Yisurei Hana'a, not if you are using the Yisurei Hana'a as an investment and you're benefiting financially. And Rambam takes it all the way in the other direction. You don't even have to benefit either physically or financially. Your benefit is that you're the bailim, that you're in charge. You can decide what's going to be with it. You can't decide on Yisuri Hana what's going to be, even to give it to a kelef, which is not yours, even to give it to a dog in the street or to give it to a goy, that you're not allowed to do with Yisuri Hana. That comes under the Yisur, and that's a din b'chol HaTorah Kula, not only in Chametz and Pesach. Again, two understandings of the Yerushalmi. The Rabbeinu Hananel understood it limited to Chametz on Pesach, and the Rambam understands it as Din B'chol HaTorah Kula. Okay, Adkan HaKafal. This is the end of last shiur. Now we can begin today's shiur. Okay, so today's shiur begins with the Lamali. Lamali Lamisni Behema, about 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Lamali Lamisni Behema, Lamali Lamisni Chaya. Why did the Mishnah go ahead and give us Machila Behema Lachaya Ula Ofes? What over here is the Chiddush? So the Gemara points out as follows. Tzricha. the itana behema the imasharya chazile avochaya the imasharya kamitzna aga ema lo. Okay, this havamina is pretty straightforward, that the difference between a behema and a chaya is what they do with their leftovers. Behemas leave their leftovers out in the open, chayos tend to squirrel away their leftovers, and therefore we would have thought a behema you could feed during the fifth hour, because if it leaves something over, you'll see it and you'll be mevaer it, so there's no michshol, there's no problem of your feeding during the fifth hour, you're not putting yourself in a bind, and therefore be permitted. But a chaya, that the possibility is that it would have leftover food and would have hidden it and you wouldn't see it, and then you would forget about it, you'd be over Bayiro, Bayimatzeh, we would think maybe then Chazal would not allow you to feed a chaya in the fifth hour. You're setting yourself up for an Avera, right? Kamash Malan, we're not worried. We're not worried that the chaya is going to be Matzniya, the food. That's the easy side. Then the Gemara goes to the other side, V'itan achaya, mishum di mesharya miyas mitzna'a. Avo behema zimna de mesharya v'lo masik adayte v'kolei v'bayiro v'yimotzei eima lo tzricha. Here the question is, what happened? How can we take that aspect of chaya, which was the source of a chumrah, a source of maybe Chazal wouldn't give a heter, and turn that into a reason why dafka Chazal would give a heter? How do you just switch it around using the exact same lashon? Imasharya mihas mitznah. We pointed out that if it's mitznah, we're afraid you're going to be over by your rabbi yematzeh. What are we afraid of by the behema? You're going to be over by your rabbi yematzeh. So what over here is, if you would have had chaya, you wouldn't have known behema. If our fear is bayiro bayimatzeh, and b'chol zot we have a heter, so also by a behema we would have a heter. Why is behema more chamor than chaya in the second stage of the Gemara? So I pointed out everyone, every rishon in the sefer answers this question in a different manner. But let's see first Rashi and Tosos. Even if these deos we may see it will be deos yechidim, but these are the classic way of learning Gepet, of learning Gemara. So let's see how Rashi and Tosfos learn the Gemara, and then we'll see what the other alternatives could be. So Rashi over here is limited to one Dibur Hamaskil, V'itan Achaya on the second Havamina. V'itan Achaya, Havamina hi Adifa, Mishum de Imesharya Mitzna Allah. And here we have two Girsos in Rashi, that one of them simply is a bit more explicit than the other. It's not a question of one of them disagreeing with the other. The one in the margin is the Maharshal's Sfarim Acherim, that he found a different manuscript of Rashi than the one that was printed by the publisher of the Shas. And so since it's a little clearer, let's read that girsa. Nehi de'avar bebal yimatze bebal yeroe lo avar. That what over here is the difference between Chaya and Behema? That we would have thought maybe Chazal gave us a heter in Chaya, but they wouldn't have given us the same heter by Behema. Why would Chaya be more kal than Behema? Excuse me? The assumption is that Bal Yiroh or Bal Yimatzeh may have different criteria, and even though hidden chametz you'd be over on Bal Yimatzeh because it's Matsui, but it's not seen. And therefore, you wouldn't be over on Bayirah. Masha'en came the behema, it would leave its chametz out. And b'chol zot, in your rush on Erev Pesach, you may not notice it. And on the behema, you'd be over Bayirah and Bayimatzeh and Bayirah. So we would have thought maybe Chazal would not have allowed you to feed your behema. They wouldn't have put you in this bind. That you'd be over maybe one Isur. So Chazal would say, okay, feed the chaya. But to feed a behema and be over two Isurim, that far as the trend of Schiddush Kamash Malan, the Chazal weren't worried about the one Avera of the Chaya or the two Averos of the Behema. But the question is as to whether this is sayable. Can we say that Bayi Ra'a or Bayi Matzeh really have different criteria? L'chora, that's a black and white Gemara earlier in the Masechta. If we go back to the Hei Amud Beis, this was a Havamina of the Gemara. The Hei Amud Beis takes the two psukim that we find in terms of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimatzeh, one in Shmos Perek Yud Gimel, one in Shmos Perek Yud Beis, and contrast the psukim. They appear to have different criteria. The pasuk of Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatzeh Bebateichem. So we have over here it's enough that it should be matsui. You don't need anything other than it simply be present. That's what it appears. You require dafka batim, that appears to be nothing beyond the bayis, and it doesn't say anything about it being yours. It appears that any chametz which is found in your bayis on Pesach, whether it's yours or it's not yours, you're going to be nichrasah hanefesh shahi. You're going to have a problem. Ma she'en kein, the pasuk in Shmos Perek Yud Gimel, we have lo yeirelecha chametz v'leirelecha sa'or b'chol gevulecha. Here we are expanding it from bayit to gvul, but we are contracting it in terms of the fact dafka yeirelecha, it has to be yours, and yeiro, it has to be seen. So what's going on over here? So that's what the Gemara says. Tana Rabbana shivas yamim sar lo yimatzei v'batechem ma tamadu amar halo kfar ne'emar yeirelecha sar leirecha chametz b'chol gvulecha. We would have thought, if that's true, that's only shalcha, maybe also we take it one step further. Maybe if we're taking the pasuk literally, we need lacha. Maybe we also need yeroa. Talmud lomar lo yimatze. And then the Gemara says, well, if lo yimatze, maybe it's only in the batim. And the Gemara comes out, and the bottom line of the Gemara is, we have gzeira shava. Soor, soor. Ne'emar sa'or babatim, ne'emar sa'or v'gvulin. Ma sa'or hamor babatim over mishum lo yero v'bayimotze, u bayatmin, u bayikalo pikdonis men hanochim, af sa'or hamor v'gvulin over mishum bayero, bayimotze, bayatmin, bayikalo pikdonis men hanochim. U ma sa'or hamor v'gvulin shachay taro v'taro shalachayrim. Then we have over here a bottom line of a total comparison. We're going to take the lecha and the gvulecha from the world of Re'ia and impose that on the world of Metzia, and we're going to take the world of Metzia and impose that on the world of Re'ia. So the bottom line is, you're chayav on any chametz which is yours, shalcha, which is found in Gevulecha, as long as it's matsui. You don't need Re'ia. That's the bottom line of the Gemara. I sent you to the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah Perek Dalet. That's how he summarizes the Gemara. Nimsei Salamei, Hachametz shel Yisrael minicho bereshuso afilu tamun afilu biyeracheres afilu mufkad biyad goyim hareza over mishum bayira ubal yimatzei mashenkin, if it belongs to a goy afilu imo babayit mutar lefi sheino shelo, namely that we have over here a total comparison. So how can Rashi go ahead and say that our Gemara is built on an assumption that in the case of hidden chametz is only bayimatzei and not bayira? It's lechora against the Beferisha sugya. So the chora, the direction that we have to go in, is maybe there's another understanding of the sugya. Maybe there's another understanding of the sugya, and maybe one can come to a different conclusion. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah did. The Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says, let's look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Let's look at his mitzvos lo sa'aseh, Reish and Reish Aleph, and compare the language. The language of Reish, his harnu shelo yeroe chametz b'chol gvulenu shivas yamim. Halacha reish yud aleph, his harnu shelo yimatzei chametz birishusenu afilu lo nirehu. What does it appear from the Rambam? Are these two averos one and the same? Do these two averos have the same criteria? Pashtus of the Rambam is no. Pashtus of the Rambam is like Rashi, that ba yeroe is his harnu shelo yeroe. When the chametz is found in our reshus, afiyu lo nirehu, then we have lo yimatzei. What do we do with the sugya? So the Kesef Mishnah posits that the sugya is telling us when we have, the chiddush of the sugya is that when we have all the criteria, you're over two averos. We don't say ein iser chal iser. We don't say that we have over here overkill. We don't say that you only chayav one chatos. We say, no, if you did these two averos v'shoge, you're chayav two chatos. When you have the proper criteria. However, really, the criteria differ from one to the other. That's what we find in the Kesef Mishnah. The Ritva Alatar and Afheyemudez, in the name of the Ra'ah, and Rabbeinu David over there, learned the Sugya Aliba the Kesef Mishnah. Or if you want to the Kesef Mishnah, learns the Sugya Aliba the Rabbeinu David and the Ritva. Namely, there is such a way of learning the Sugya. Okay, so Rashi's approach to solving the problem in our Gemara is to break conventional wisdom, to break the assumption that the sugya created a identity between Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh, but rather we have over here two Isurim that many times coincide, but don't always coincide. And the Chiddush of the Sugya is even when they coincide, you're over both. But when they don't coincide, so you're over whatever you're over. If the Chametz is Nitan L'Ri'iyah, you're over both. If the Chametz is not Nitan L'Ri'iyah, you're only over Bal Yimatzeh, and that's the basis of distinction between Chayeh and Behema. Again, it's Rashi is not a Da'as Yachid, it's clearly in a Miut. This is a of Rashi, the Kesef Mishnah, Rabbeinu David, the Ritva, that we do find this approach, but it's not the mainstream approach, doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. Tosis's approach fits into the Sugya, doesn't contradict the Sugya in on Daf Hema days, but it does require a slightly different understanding of the Sugya. Let's look in Tosfos. Iyash Mu'inan Chaya Misham de Mitzna Allah Ve'ein Over Mishum Bal Yatmin the Cho the Bal Yatmin, namely that you're over an Easter on Chametz which is hidden, Nafkalon Milo Yimotzei Ve'ein Ze Matsui Kevon She'ein Yadua Heichon Hu. Tosfos assumes Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzei, it's all one and the same. The Sugya, the Rambam. Sugya, Sor, we have Gzeira Shava, we have the same criteria by Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh. There's no need for it to be seen. What then is the difference between Chaya and Oph? Chaya and Behema, I'm sorry. There's no need for it to be seen. You're over Bal Yirah even if it's not seen. But what? Why would we think that Chaya is more kal because Mitzna Alei, as opposed to Behema, which leaves it out the Galui? What Tosfos is telling us? That what would be the status in Chaya? What's the status of hidden chametz? It's mutter. There's no iser at all of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. That's the distinction between Chaya and Behema. We would have thought, where did Rabbanan allow you to feed an animal if that animal is a Chaya? Because even if he leaves it over, it's going to be hidden. And if it's hidden, there's no iser of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. Ma'asheen came the Behema, if he leaves over his chametz, that you're going to be a double whammy. You're going to be chayav both on Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh. Maybe there Rabbanan would not have allowed you to feed your behema. Ka mashmalan, the Rabbanan weren't afraid that you were going to forget the chametz. Where in the world did Tosfos get this from? How did he learn the Gemara? The Gemara says there's an Iser of Bal Yatmin. So how does Tosfos say that Bal Yatmin is only if it's Yadua, Heichanhu? How does Tosfos understand the phrase Bal Yatmin? Simply translated literally, Bal Yatmin, right, you can't hide your chametz. If you take your chametz and you bury it in the ground, you're going to be over Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, because you know where that chametz is. But if you give your chametz to a chaya, and the chaya hides it in the ground, you didn't hide it, the chaya hid it, and you have no knowledge of where it is, or even if it exists, then that's not Bal Yatmin. In other words, that, and how did Tosfos know that? Our sugya. Our sugya is the raya that if this chametz is not known by you, that's called eno matsui. And matsui, the gzera shava, is that just as Bal Yimotzeh requires matsui, so also Bal Yirah requires matsui. In other words, the moment that we have over here an equation between Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh, whatever criteria we have by Yimotzeh, we have Bal Yirah. Whatever criteria we have by Yirah, we have Bal Yimotzeh. We have. So if Tosfos is assuming that we have a criteria, in other words, al. We have a precondition for Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh is that it has to be Yadua. Afterwards, it has to be yours. It has to be Bigvulecha. It has to be under your achrayus. But the bottom line is it has to be known. It has to be a known entity. Ain over bishum Bal Yatmin. The Bal Yatmin nafko milo Yimotzeh. The ain zematzui kevan shein Yadua heichanhu. Bal Yatmin is an Easter to take Chametz Yadua and to bury it. Then you're over Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. But Chametz Shein Yadua, you're not over. That's why a Chaya we would think would have a Heter Achiyu and a Behema wouldn't. Kamash Malon, that we're not afraid of the Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh by the Behema. But we don't undermine the ground rule that you're not over Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh unless this Chametz is Matsui, and Matsui is Yadua. Yes?
Because it's very trashy about the whole
Yeah, we're going to certainly. So we're coming to come to that. Yes. It's an excellent question. Does anyone have an answer for Reuven's question? Tosas is saying that Tosas over here is explaining the second half amina. What over here is the first half amina?
Don't we have to look at them a little bit exclusively? In terms of if I only taught the Hema, I mean, that, I guess it's the part of
the. Right, in other words, the question is apparently when you have a half amina, and the question is Kamash Malan. So the Kamash Malan of the first one could be that this is wrong, that this assumption is wrong. That, in other words, that could be the Kamash Malan. The second one is that we're not afraid. In other words, Tosfos had only building in our Gemara, so that our Gemara says you have one statement which goes in the direction that you require Yediyah. Another statement goes in you don't require Yediyah. However, Tosfos understands, so you have another Raya as well. He has another Raya as well to his statement. Again, the Gemara on Daf Heyam Adbeis is not a Kasha on Tosfos. Just has to be reinterpreted. The Bal Yatmin should be taken literally, that the person is the hider, rather than Bal Yatmin deals with hidden. Right? But that's not that's not necessarily a dogmat. That can be shot in the Gemara. But Tosa says, I have a raya from a Gemara laid earlier on Davav Amidbeis. Look on Davav Amidbeis. The Gemara towards the bottom points out that we have a takana of Rav. Habodek tzarech sheyabate. It's not enough to do a bedika, you also have to do a bitul. The question is, my taima, you did a bedika, why do you have to do a bitul as well? So Gemara suggests crumbs, and the Gemara says, no, we're not afraid of crumbs. And then, Amar Rava, about 10 lines from the bottom, gezeira mishum, shema yiska yimtza, I'm sorry, ruska yafe, v'da'ate iluye. That we're afraid, maybe you're going to find a piece of delicious chametz on Pesach, and for a moment you're going to say, "Wow, isn't that chametz great?" And that moment you're going to be over bal yira'e ubal yimatze. What is the assumption of the Gemara? What about up to that moment? Kind of, you weren't over. So it says, "Why weren't you over? You weren't aware." You're not over Ba'yirai Ba'yimatzeh without awareness. That's Tosis Israya. The Chain Masha Perakama de Parchi Mishkachas al Livtala Mashma de Kol Kama de Lo Mishkachas Lo Avar Nishum Ba'al Yeroe. So we have over here a diuk in the Gemara Dababa Medeis. We have over here our Gemara. And we have over here the language of Ba'al Yatzmin. If you look in Rashi, over there on Daf Vav Amud Beis, Rashi says, "V'daito alei, chashuva hi ve'enav, v'chas alei l'sorfa, umashe afilu rega echad nimtza over alei mishum ba'yiro ba'yimatz." It appears that Rashi agrees with Tosfos. No, that Rashi is saying that when you're mashe rega echad, when you're aware for a moment that you have chametz, in that moment you can be over ba'yiro ba'yimatz. Mashma before that, you wouldn't be over. This is the reason why Rav said do bitul before Pesach, so this situation, preempt the situation. If you do bitul before Pesach, and you find something, it's already batel. So you're never going to be over by Yira or by Yimatzeh. But it's mashma that the issue is only when you find it. Not only is this Rashi on Daf Vav Amud Beis, if you look on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, we have a similar issue in terms of when you're over by Yira or by Yimatzeh, and the Gemara over there deals with at what point, when you leave your home before Pesach, do you have to do a bedika before when you leave your home? So the Gemara says, if you leave your home after Purim, you have to do a bedika. If you leave your home before Purim, you don't have to do a bedika. And the Gemara points out that, but just a minute, what if you leave your home before Purim, but you plan to return during Pesach? Shouldn't you have to do a bedika before you leave your home? And Rashi over there says, I feel Rosh Hashanah Name, Dechi Hadar B'Yemei Pesach, if let's say you come back on the fourth day of Pesach, Avar Alei, at that moment you're going to be over on Bayiro Bayimatsay. When you go back into your house and you see the and you find your chametz. Hahi shaita lavir shusa he delivered to and then it's too late to be mevatel. Hare Isur Hanahu. Ukishera'ahu over Allah. Mashma, you're not over from the moment Pesach entered. Even though the chametz was in your rishus, but you were unaware of it. So we see that Rashi agrees with Tosfos. So if Rashi agrees with Tosfos on the Vavim at Aleph, and Rashi agrees with Tosfos on the Vavim at Beis, why in the world did he give this strange perush an our sugya? He could have given Tosfos' perush an our sugya. If he agrees with Tosfos, if his bottom line is like Tosfos, so why didn't he learn like Tosfos? Is there any way of distinguishing between Rashi and Tosfos? That Rashi would say, Tosfos is svara, that you require matsui, that applies to someone who is leaving his house a month, 2 months before Pesach, someone who is who did a bedika and then all of a sudden finds chametz on Pesach. There we're going to say he's only over the moment that he finds it. However, by the chaya, there, if the chaya hides it, he's going to be over by yiro, by yimatzeh, unless we're going to come on to the Rashi's chiddush, there's no by yiro because it's not seen. Why did Rashi, in other words, can we explain why Rashi had to come on to a different parish in our Gemara? If Rashi agrees with Tosfos and Vavim at Aleph and Vavim at Beis that you require Yediya, so why end up a Kaf Aleph didn't he use that same Svara? Why do you have to come onto the world of Ru'iyah, which is much much more Machudash? It means you have to go in a whole Perish, a whole different Perish and a whole Sugya on the Vavim at Beis. What's the difference between the scenario on Vavim at Aleph and Vavim at Beis and the scenario on Kaf Aleph and at Aleph? Yes, sorry.
Let's also say that in our sugya, it was the yado destroy it when he had a chiyuv to destroy it. Now Shinkin, when he leaves the house 2 months before Pesach, or when he did a bezika and he got rid of the chametz that he knew about. So
sharper, you're saying just you're circling the ladder, just climb the ladder. You're saying yes, Eitan.
Never knew about the chametz.
Excellent. Yeah, the difference is: are we talking about chametz that you were never aware of? Or chametz that you were aware of, v'harai, you gave it to your chaya. You gave it to your chaya. You were aware of it. Namely, Rashi says you're only going to be chaya v'ayirah v'ayimaseh if there's awareness. However, it's enough if there was past awareness. You don't have to have present awareness. According to Tosfos, as long as you're not aware of it currently, then there's not matsui. If you don't know where it is currently, you know you gave it to your chaya, but you have no idea what the chaya did with it, then, according to Tosfos, that's not matsui. According to Rashi, Mapito, that's matsui. You gave the chametz to the guy. You were aware of to the chaya. You were aware of it. Now you happen not to know where it is. Ma'ashenkin on the vavam adays, you did a bedika. You're not aware that you left anything out in your bedika. Or on the vavam adalef, you left your house. You have no idea what you left in your house. You know it's hum fakir. You didn't do a bedika. You're out of the picture already. You're in America for 3 months. You have no idea what's in your house. When you have no idea, there Rashi agrees with Tosfos. Namely, the principle is the same principle. It's a question of how you apply the principle. Rashi and Tosfos both require yediya. The question is, is it enough to have past yediya, or do you require current yediya? Yes?
Where you left before current, even though you don't know what's in your house, you didn't do it, you can assume there is chametz in your house. Just like you leave right after current.
So again, it's a question of tweaking it. In other words, you're not aware of a particular piece of chametz. Your awareness may be a general suffix, right? But you're not aware that there was a particular piece. Mashiachim by the chaya, you gave the chaya chametz. You know exactly what you fed the chaya. All right. So there is a difference. You're correct that we we'd have to tweak the difference to a certain degree. Listen to the language of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatza, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, "Lefikach." He wants to explain why you do biur if you already did bedika. "Lefikach, im lo bitel kodem shesh." Let's say a person did a bedika and didn't do bitul. Umishesh Shaos Ulamala, and then once Pesach entered in, Matza Chametz, Shehoya Da'ato Alav, Vahoya Belibo, Ushechacho Bishat Habi'ur Velo Bi'aro, Hareza Over Abayera Ubaye Matze, Sherego Bi'er Velo Bi'tel. What is the Rambam? Is the Rambam like Rashi, the Rambam like Tosfos. Is the Rambam a third shita? Exactly, Rashi. He's saying, what is the Gemara in the Vavam Adbeis talking about? When are you going to be over Bal Yira'eh U Bal Yimatzeh? If we're dealing with chametz that once you knew and then you forgot, namely, if you had yediyah, haya daito alav, v'haya belibo, u'shachacho, hareza over al bayira'eh u bal yimatzeh. That according to the Rambam, you're not going to be over bal yira'eh bal yimatzeh without yediyah. But the yediyah can be a yediyah of haya daito alav, v'haya belibo, u'shachacho. Like the yediyah in our Gemara, you gave it to a chaya, and now you don't know where it is. So here, you, in other words, that the Rabbeinu Manoah said the Rambam had a slightly different girsa in the Gemara. Not vidda'atei alei, but didda'atei alei. Namely, according that he would be over and bayirah, bayimatzeh the entire time. Didda'atei alei, in other words, on chametz, which he had knowledge of in the past, and he just forgot about, that he'd be over bayirah u bayimatzeh. Namely, according to the Rambam, this would be this, you know, if the Rambam takes the Gemara of Avam Adays and gives it the scenario of Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. You knew that you had chametz, you forgot, now you don't know where it is, and that you're over by your roi, by your manse. Not vidai tele, the moment you find it, oh, now I all of a sudden find it, now I'm over, but rather didai tele, that if I have chametz, that I knew about, and I forgot, on that I'm over by your roi, by your manse the entire time. Not when I find it, I'm over the entire time that it was in my house. Finding it simply points out that l'mafreya, I've been over since the beginning of Pesach. So there, in other words, we have over here then Rashi and the Rambam saying that it's enough to have known about the chametz in order for it to be matzui. Tosa says you have to currently know about the chametz. And who is the Rishon that black and white says that this is all poppycock, that there is no need to see chametz, there's no need to know about chametz? Ba'yirah ba'yimatzeh. If you have chametz in your reshus, it's a fact. It's a fact. Who's the Rishon who says that? Open up the Rosh to Perek Aleph, Siman Tes. Where you have the Gimel of the Korban Nesanel, the over alav bayiroe af al pi she'eno roe, the haloksiv lo tire chametz ela lo yeroe mashma lo yelecha chametz b'makom haraui l'ri'iya v'af al pi she'eni yodea she'en bebeito mikol makom bayiroe ika ulekach tzarech she'yevatel v'shuv ein kan isur bayiroe. Says black and white, there's no need for re'iyah, there's no need for metziyah. In other words, there's no need for a current or even a past re'iyah, there's no need for a current or even a past yediyah. The fact that chametz is in your house, that's all you need. And that's the pshat of the Tosos Harosh in our sugya. Sorry, does anyone not in the... If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh in Arasugya, I'm sorry, it's not in the Kobus, I forgot to bring it upstairs. That there's no need for Re'iyah and there's no need for Yediyah. So we have over here then a priori Machlokas Rishonim. The question is, what's behind it? What underlies the Machlokas Rishonim? Why? What assumption could you have about Ba'yiro Ba'yimatzeh that would make Yediyah a meaningful factor? Again, details are a question. Do you need current Yediyah, past Yediyah, Rashi and Rambam on one hand, plus on the other hand, or the Rosh Hashita, and the Rosh Hashita is mainstream. Most Rishonim hold like the Rosh. There's no need for Yediyah, and therefore we're going to have to find other Perushim in our Sugya. But what's behind it? What underlies it? What would you say if you were woken up in the middle of the night and you were asked, should Ba'yirah or Ba'yimatzeh require Yediyah? Should it require that you be aware of the chametz, or should it be enough that simply the chametz is in your property, under your jurisdiction, either belonging to you or under your achrayas? Yes?
Under Ba'yimatzeh is a siyag chametz. So if it's a siyag chametz, it doesn't matter whether you know that. As the Rosh says, as long as it can come to the Re'iyah, then it can come to the Achila. As the Pasuk says, the Pekar see it. I mean, you can't see it because he didn't come into your over karis. So it seems that maybe if it's a siyag, then it wouldn't matter whether you know about it. If it's an independent feature, then if you don't know about it, you don't know about it. Why should you be over something if you don't know about it? If you do know that, then you could be over an independent feature.
It's possible, not disagreeing with you, but I think it could be something deeper. Something in terms of the nature of Bayera Bayim Matzah. Let me take a certain direction and follow through, and let me know what you think of it. I hear what you're saying. It could be. I'm not saying not that way. We haven't seen a connection between Bayera Bayim Matzah and Achila, although, in other words, that is possible even within our sugya. I sent you to a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yudches Halacha Beis. The Rambam over there is categorizing Averos. And he points out that in the world of Onshin, which is Hilchos Sanhedrin, Kol Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh, Ein Lokan Alav, but of course every rule has an exception, Chutz Mi Nishba Miyamer Mekalulas Tavero V'Shem. But we have a rule that Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh, Ein Lokan Alav. We find within the Rambam and Mishnah Torah more than 10 examples of Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh that are spread out throughout the Mishnah Torah. In the Frankel Rambam, in the Makoros Tzionim, since the first volume that he printed on the Rambam was the volume of Nezikin, so there he gathered together all the Rambams that mention the phrase Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh. And he mentions it, sorry for being dyslexic, I wrote Geneva Gimel Zion, it's Geneva Zion Gimel. Sorry. You have to live with me. You should always, if you don't find something where I say it is, just switch around the numbers and the likelihood is that you'll find it. I really apologize. Only last night did I look at what I wrote. Okay, then I hope you found something interesting, Gimel Zion. But no one asked me where it was. Perek Zion, Halacha Gimel. The Rama Paskins as follows. Kol mi shemashe bebeiso o bechanuto, mida chasera, o mishkal chaser, over belo taase. Shenemar, last week's parasha, lo yelacha b'kisra, etc. That we have an aveira, vein lokan alavze, lefi she'en bo maase. Keeping a scale which is improperly calibrated in your house, that's an aveira. It's an aveira doraisa without malchus. At this point, this is where the examples are given, so we know that there's an Isser of Bal Sa'acher, in other words, that if you make a neder, you should pay your dues within three regalim. There's an Isser of Bal Tolin, if you have Kachim, that you shouldn't leave it until the morning. We have a whole slew of Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh. What is the common denominator of Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh? What is the character of a Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh? How are you over this Lav? What do you do to be over this love? Nothing, right? You're over this love, v'shev v'al ta'aseh. You're sleeping on your bed, and you're over the love. You're not doing anything. You're totally, totally passive. Okay. By Bayi Rabbi Yimatzeh, the Rambam doesn't use the phrase lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. The Rambam uses a similar phrase, but a different phrase. He uses the phrase Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. He uses the phrase Ve'ein loke min haTorah mipnei shelo osa bo ma'aseh. Doesn't say she'ein bo ma'aseh. He says shelo osa bo ma'aseh. In other words, it's a chen that there's something very, very powerful in that slight distinction in syntax. That's what Rav Soloveitchik wanted to point out. Let's take a Rambam which is an anomaly. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha Dalet. Rambam over there deals with an anas. You have Al Capone. Akum anas. Al Capone gives you chametz and says, you better watch over this chametz, right? And doesn't wait for your response. just tells you that I'm coming back after Pesach and I expect my chametz to be there. Akum anash yifkid chanso etzi Yisrael. Im yodea ha-Yisrael shem avar onignav. You know that if something happens to this, machayev o'gashamo, you won't be able to give an excuse to Al Capone. Kofehu va'onso l'shalem. Af al pi shelo kibel achrayut. Even though halachically, this chametz has nothing to do with you. You don't own this chametz. You never took upon yourself to watch the chametz. You simply know that the result of you not watching is that you're going to be shot. Then, hareze chayev lebaro. That when we're dealing over here with a bully, that bully is going to create a situation where you're going to be chayev mevar this chametz, and if not, you're going to be over and bayiro bayimatze. Comes on the Ravid and says, that's absurd. Why in the world should that be? Tashlumin min ha'anos einon kedin achrayus. The fact that you're paying someone because he's twisting your hand, that's not halakhic category. There's no halakhic category of blackmail, of bullying. In other words, halakhically, this chametz belongs to a goy with whom you have no connection other than the fact that he's threatening you. That's not the same thing as you're telling a goy, I will be your watchman. You're taking upon yourself, being a shomer sachar, being a shomer. In other words, you're taking yourself achrayus. You didn't take upon yourself any achrayus. It was imposed upon you by the goy. Why in the world should you be chayav? So the Rav felt that if we can interpret Vayiro Vayimatze to explain this fact, this will give us a different understanding of Vayiro Vayimatze. What would Vayiro Vayimatze mean in order for this individual to be chayav because he is being forced to watch the chametz? He's not watching it because he was mekabel achrayus. Right. Bal yiro bayimatze means that you want this chametz to remain in existence. It could be you want it to remain in existence because it's yours. It could be you want it to remain in existence because you took upon yourself responsibility. Or it could be you want it to remain in existence, otherwise you're going to get shot. What difference does it make? The ikar is that you want this chametz to be in existence. That you have a positive desire that this chametz will be in existence. That this chametz is on your mind. That you have a vested interest in the kiyum of the chametz. This is a lav. This is not a lav shein bo ma'aseh. This is not passivity. Right? Here you are being active in terms of your thought process. In other words, in terms of the uncalibrated scale, whether you want it in your house or you don't want it in your house, whether you care about it or you don't care about it, it's all irrelevant. That's a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. There you're over passively. Here, there is an active aspect to bayiro bayimatze. You want it to remain. When it's passive, that's a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. This is not a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. There is a interaction between you and the chametz. You are not totally passive. The Rambam paskins that, just to read the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Eino loke mishum lo yeroa ulo yimotze, etla imkein kana chametz v'pesach, o chimtzo, kedei shiyase bo maase. Im haya lo chametz kodem pesach uba pesach lo biaro, ela hinicho birishuso, afal pisha over al shnei lavim, eino loke min hatorim zishelo osa bo maase. Umakin also makas mardus. Rambam says that this category, bayiro bayimatze, that you want the chametz to exist, it lends itself to makos. If you're going to go ahead and do an act, a physical act, you're going to get malkos. If you don't do a physical act, you're not going to get malkos, not because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh, but because lo osa ba ma'aseh. Namely, that we're dealing over here where you have a positive connection to this chametz, you want it to be mekuyam, hinicho birishuso. That's language, Rambam's language. Hinicho birishuso. This would answer the question of the Shagas Aryeh. Then we'll come back to our sugya. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Beis asked the Rambam is Soser himself. In Perek Aleph, of Hilchos Chagiga, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam paskins that a person who comes into the Beis HaMikdash without a korban is over an Isur of Lo Yeroe Panay Rekam, but there's no Malkos because it's a Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh. So the Shagas Aryeh says, what means Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh? He walked into the Beis HaMikdash. He walked into the Beis HaMikdash without a korban. That's a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. Why is that different than bayiro bayimatzeh? If you buy chametz, you're over bayiro bayimatzeh, and you get malkos. So why, if you walk into the Beis Hamikdash without a korban, don't you get malkos? What's the answer? You give me the answer. What's the difference between leyiroya panai rekam and bayiro bayimatzeh? Why, when you buy chametz, do you get malkos? When you walk into the Beis Hamikdash without a korban, why don't you get malkos? Isn't that also an act? Walking into Beis Hamikdash?
Didn't bring the
essence of Bayirah or Bayimatzeh is that you want the chametz to be kayam. It's just technically missing an act. The moment that we have an act to purchase, then you get malkos, because it starts off with that which is active. Masha Enkein, the essence of Leira Panei Rekam is passive. The essence of it is a lav she'ein bo maaseh. Even if you do a maaseh, if it's a lav she'ein bo maaseh, you're not going to get malkos. The difference between a lav she'ein bo maaseh and a lav which lends itself to a maaseh, she'ein, in other words, shelo osa maaseh. Ba'yiroi ba'yimatzeh lends itself to a maaseh. It's not a lav she'ein bo maaseh. It's not passive. You have to want the chametz to be kayam. When you want it to be kayam, then when we add an act onto that, you're going to be chayav. But in terms of be a rekonis, in terms of not coming to Beis Hamikdash without a korban, that's a lav she'ein bo maaseh. That's passive. That's like having the uncalibrated scale in your house. That's like bal ta'achir. That's like bal talin. Now let's move over. We asked the question: should ba'yira ba'yimatzeh require yediya? Should yediya be a factor, or should it be irrelevant? It's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi, Rambam, and Toso say it's relevant. Rosh and everyone else say it's irrelevant. What should be the basic question in terms of how the Yubai Rabbi Yimat say? Remember, everything the Rav said, he said in the Rambam. Ba'i Rabbi Yimat say on the surface appears to be what? A lav she'ein bo maaseh. Maybe it's really a lav she'ein bo maaseh. Maybe it's just like all the others. And the fact that the Rambam used a slightly different language, that's his quirk. But ba'yirah ba'yimatzeh, there's no malkos. And even if you were to buy it on Pesach, maybe there wouldn't be malkos. If we take the approach that ba'yirah ba'yimatzeh, there's no malkos, even if you buy it on Pesach, because it's like bi'ah rekanis, because it's like lo yeh b'kischa, then should yediyah be relevant or not? Totally irrelevant. It's totally passive. You're sleeping on your bed. The chametz is in your property. The same way that this scale is in your property when you're sleeping on your bed. It's not that you want it to be there. In other words, so if we view ba'yira ba'yimatzeh as one of the mitzvos asay she'ein bo maaseh, then yediyah is irrelevant. That would be the sheet of Tosos Most Rishonim. The Rambam is the one who makes the distinction. The Rambam is the one who raises all the issues that if you were to do Ba'yir Ba'yimatzeh with a Maaseh, you'd be Chayev, because basically it's active that you want the Chametzim Mekuyam. Even if there's an Anas Goy, in other words, and that's the reason you want it to be Mekuyam, you're over Ba'yir Ba'yimatzeh. You can't want it to be Mekuyam if you don't know what exists. Wanting something to exist means you have a precondition that you know it exists. You know it exists, and therefore you want it to continue to exist. As opposed to Beetle. You know it exists and you want it to continue to exist. Then you're over by your Rabbi Yimatzeh. Okay? Now, do you have to keep that awareness all the time? Or is it enough that once you were aware, that's Machlokas, Rambam and Rashi on one hand, and Tosus on the other hand. According to Tosus, it currently has to be on your mind. According to the Rambam, as long as you knew, and then Shachacho, you're still over by your Ubal Yimatzeh. Okay? So what we have over here then is if we had Tzvei Dinim, of how to view Iser Achilas Chametz, is it Iser Chefs or Iser Gavra? We had Tzvei Dinim, how to view Iser Hanoah, is it a question of Revach, or the question of Shimush? Here we have also Tzvei Dinim of how to view Ba'yira or Ba'yimatzeh. Are we dealing over here with a classic Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh? You're over totally passively, there's no need for Yediyah? Or are we dealing with an active Lav? You want this to exist. You want the chametz to exist for whatever reason. You're going to be over by your rabbi Yimatzeh. Then it requires yediyah. Then you have the question: just current yediyah or past yediyah. So this then could be the machlokas that we have over here between the Rush on one hand, and the Rush again representing, it's like the tip of the iceberg, representing the world of Rishonim, and Rashi, Tosus, and the Rambam. thing is that according to Rashi, he tells us in the Rambam, we have shat in our sugya. We have shat in our sugya. How could you have a havamina that a chaya would be mutter to feed him, and the behema maybe you wouldn't be able to feed? Because by a chaya, there's no bayira, bayimatsa. You require yediyah, or you require ri'iyah, according to Rashi. By a behema, there wouldn't be a heter because it's obvious, and therefore you would be over by your rabbi Matzei. If you don't learn like this, if you learn like the Rush and all other Rishonim, how did they learn our sugya? How did most Rishonim learn our sugya? How do you distinguish between behema and chaya if on the level of by your rabbi Matzei there's no distinction, whether it's hidden or it's gogli, right? That's what the Rush says, black and white. Whether it's hidden or whether it's gogli, it's in your Rishus. So you're over by Yerubba Yimatzeh when the Chaya hides it. You're over by Yerubba Yimatzeh when the Behema leaves it. So why would you think you could feed it to the Chaya if you can't feed it to the Behema? My nafkimina, you're going to be over by Yerubba Yimatzeh in both situations. And what did they do, what most Rishonim do with our sukya? No, what did you see? Here we have, it's a number of options within the Yachronim. Each of them, of course, one could build a world on, but we'll just mention one, two, three options. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh in our sugya, he says the difference is not whether you're over by your Rabbi Yimatzeh, but the way you're over by your Rabbi Yimatzeh. We know that in the world of responsibility toward to keeping mitzvos and averos, we distinguish between ones, shogeg, mezid, and merit. Okay, we have different levels of how a person can be over an avera, and over here we'd say maybe the difference in chaya and behema is not whether you're over, but how you're over. When you feed a chaya and the chaya goes ahead and hides the chametz, are you over by Rabbi Yimatzeh according to Moshe Rishonim? Sure, but in what way are you over? How do we categorize you when you don't know where the chametz is? You're shogeg. Your shogeg, in other words, in a chinami, you fed your chaya, it may have left over and hid it, you have no idea where it is, so you're over b'shogeg. Mashen came by a behema where you feed it and it leaves it open, and you just forget about it, that already is mazed, right? That has an answer to mazed. So we would have thought, maybe Chazal would allow you to feed your chaya, because even if you'd be over, it'd only be b'shogeg. However, they wouldn't allow you to feed your behema, because then if you forget, you'd be a mazed. That's the way Tosfos HaRosh wants to learn. Rav Lichtenstein Shlita, when he used to give his shiur on Ramban, so every year he would do a different sefer of Ramban. So when he got to Vayikra, so the first shiur would be on the Ramban of Vayikra, not on the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of korbanos bizman hazeh, or whether they're an ayolachil or b'di'evad, but rather that the Ramban points out that a shogeg doesn't bring a korban. A shogeg, on an avera which doesn't have kares, doesn't bring a korban. So the Ramban says, because it doesn't require kapara. Shogeg doesn't require kapara. Person is not a malach hashares, and if he's shogeg, it doesn't require kapara at all. So if you hold that shogeg doesn't require kapara, so then shogeg chazal wouldn't make a gzera. Mezid, they would make a gzera. If you understand that shogeg is also slap on the wrist, you should have been, there's a certain degree of negligence, then it's a little harder to distinguish. But if you like the Ramban, that shogeg me'ikar hadin doesn't require kapara, it's only by achiv kares that there you have to be extra super sensitive, then that's the havamina, that's the gemara coin Tosfos HaRosh. Rabbeinu David Alatar offers another option. Rabbeinu David offers the option that we're dealing in a situation where, like nowadays, this person, after he did bedikas chametz, did bitul at night. And what did he have in mind? All chametz that he's not aware of. Delo chamitehu, delo reitehu, did the first bitul. And then he fed the chaya and the behema. So if the chaya leaves over chametz, but he hides it, then it comes under the bitul. Masha'en came, if the behema leaves over the chametz and it's open, that's not the bitul. The bitul was on the chametz that you're not aware of. So we're dealing with the case where he's mevatel the chametz he wasn't aware of, and therefore there would be no bayir rabbi yimatzeh on the chayas chametz because he was mevatel it, but there would be on the behemoth chametz. You realize that the Rishonim who saw the Rabbeinu David went ballistic because the principle that Habodet Sarashi Evatel, that was said by Rav. Here we want to explain a Mishnah, which precedes Rav. In the time of the Mishnah, people weren't Mevatel on Lechora, on a whole. People could be Mevatel, but there was no Takana of Vito. So instead of this Nukimta, we're doing in the time of the Mishnah, of someone who wanted to be Mevatel, okay, in any case, it's sort of not chronological, anachronistic, to put the beetle into a pshat in the Mishnah. But Rabbeinu David did it.
Okay.
It was right, and then everything is l'mafreya. In other words, he was mevatel at night, and Chametz said he's not aware of, and then this Chametz said he was aware of, and then it became not aware of, and then it would become kasha to the mamash appealful in Rabbeinu David. Okay. The third option that I found in the Rishonim, the third school, in other words, one school distinguishes between Shogeg and Mason. Another school brings in the world of Beetle. The third school is that of the Meiri and the Maram Chalva'a, that they take the easy way out. They say, we're not afraid of Ba'i Rabbi Matzei. Ba'i Rabbi Matzei, there's no difference between a Behema and a Chaya. No difference between hidden or not hidden. You're over by a Chaya, over by a Behema. By a Chaya, you're over, by a Behema, you're over. However, when Chametz is hidden, you're not going to come to eat it. But Masha Ein came, but Chametz is Goloi, maybe you'll come to eat it. That's why Chazal maybe would have been Gozer by the Behema, not by the Chaya. Problem is the Gemara. The language of the Gemara is very difficult. The Gemara says, Zimdin de Meshai, Yerev lo Masika daite, v'kol alei b'bayirah b'yimotzei. Gemara speaks about b'yirah b'yimotzei. B'yirah b'yimotzei, then there's no distinction. Okay, in any case, if you learn like Rashi and Tosfos, then we have a beautiful pshat in our Gemara. Hidden, there's no b'yirah b'yimotzei, there's no Yediyah. But when it's seen, then there is Bayir Abayi Matzei, and that's the difference within our sugya. But that requires an assumption that Chametz is basically an act, that Bayir Abayi Matzei is something which is active, and because it's active, that you want it to be Mekuyam, that's why your idea would be a factor. But if we would learn, like most we've shown, that Bayir Abayi Matzei is one of the list of Lav She'en Bo Maisa, it's a classic Lav She'en Bo Maisa, you're over totally passive, then Lechora Yediyah is irrelevant, and again, then you have to come up with a pshat in our Gemara. Similarly, in other words, according to Rashi and Tosfos, we have a pshat in the Gemara in Vav Amud Beis, we have a pshat in the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph. According to the other Rishonim, you have to come up with a pshat. What does it mean you're going to find the piece of Chametz and be over by Yerav Matzei? You weren't over by Yerav Matzei before you found it? In other words, it might not be whether you find it or not. You're over by Yerav Matzei for having Chametz in your house. What does the whole Gemara mean? What does it mean when you come to your house, you can be over by Yerav Matzei before that? You weren't over by Yerav Matzei. It's a fact. So, just again, this is just Bekiyus, as you know. This is dealt with by the Chidushi Haran, and by the Ran, and by Rabbeinu David in the beginning of the Masechta. Rabbeinu David says that, in other words, that these Gemaras can be understood in the fact that v'chi malachei ashares anan, in other words, the Torah says v'chi malachei ashares, that if you did bedika and then you were unaware that chametz exists, you're not going to be there's not going to be a chiyuv of bayirah bayimatzei. Namely, when we say that you're chayav without yediyah, that's if you didn't do a bedika. But if you did a bedika, then we would expect then you can assume that there's no chametz. You have the right to assume there's no chametz. So if you're honest. You're honest, Rahmana Patre. The Ran on the Rif, in the first page, says something similar. Once you do the Bedika, your house has a Cheskas Baduk. And then, Al Pidin, you have a right to follow a Chazaka. Al Pi Chazaka, I don't have any Chametz, so I'm not over by Rabbi Matzei. If I find it, Ikuay the Milsal Mafreya. But until I find it, then it's really important. In any case, you know, there's much more to say, but we'll just leave it as this. Okay. You finished the Tosos? The end of the Tosos? Dealing with the Chulda and the Chaya? Yes, no? Okay, we'll stop over here. What I'd like you to do is finish the Tosfos. Hiksha Reish Shin Bet Aleph. Reish Shin Bet Aleph is not Rav Shlomo Ben Aderes. We're not dealing over here with the Tosfos quoting the Rashba who lived in Spain, but rather the Rash Mishans, Rav Shimshon Rav Avraham. This is, in other words, that our Tosfos are, and Psachim are what called Tosfos Tuch. They were edited. They're called under the name of Tosos Tuch, and they are basically kitsurim of Tosos of the Rash Mishans. So over here, I sent you to the Rash Mishans, in order to see what the context of the question was, and also over there, he gives a different answer than the one that Tosos over here offers to his question, and they also sent you to the Chidushi Haran that gives a much easier answer. And then I'd like you, if you can pass these out, Yoni, to continue in the Gemara. And we have a number of of short sugyas to follow one upon the other. We have over here at the bottom of the Avod a machlokes be Shammai and be Hillel, and you turn the Avod to move over to a third day of Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. So the first topic of we'll have to do is try to understand what's the machlokes be Shammai and be Hillel, what are the options of the machlokes, with whom does Rav Yehuda ben Beseira basically agree. Then we have another short sugya dealing with characha. What if you take chametz, which is edible, and you burn it? Not burn it until it is afar da'alma, you don't burn it until it's ashes, but simply you leave it in the toaster too long, and it reaches a certain stage of inedibility. What is the status of that chametz on Pesach? And what stage of inedibility is the Gemara talking about? So you'll see a three-way machlokes over here. Rashi, Tosos, and the Meiri quotes the Sefer HaMichtam. We also have the Sefer HaMichtam itself in the Kovetz, but you know, the Meiri quotes the Sefer HaMichtam. You can look at either edition. And there's a Gemara that I think is very relevant on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. There's a sugi over there. What if you sculpt a chair out of chametz, out of sore, and you shellack it and you paint it, v'chulei. But basically, this chair, in terms of if you were to break, like a gingerbread house, if you were to break it, you would see its food. What is its status on Pesach? Can you sit on that chair on Pesach? Can you keep it in your house on Pesach, etc., etc.? What if you decide on, so the Gemara over here says that characho, if you burn it to a certain degree, it could be nehneh from it on Pesach. The question is, can you eat it on Pesach? So that there's a rush and a very important principle that applies to Chol HaTorah Kula. So Blinari will do that on Sunday. And then a week from today, Rav Lichtenstein will give a shiur klali. So I won't give shiur a week from today. By Sunday, hopefully we'll have Mar Makomos for Rav shiur, so we can spend Monday, Tuesday, preparing for his shiur. And either my Rav Bednarsh or myself will give a chazara shiur if necessary on Thursday. And then we'll return to shiur the following Sunday. In other words, about once a month, both Rav Bednarsh and I will take a step back. We want to shiur, give a chance to prepare for Rav Lichtenstein. We'll pretty much get up to the point where he'll give shiur on the sugyas that are on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis in terms of Iser Hanoah that we just sort of touched on only from one aspect. But the main sugyas are still coming. Okay, just a second.